I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds.
All right, here in the Circus Sportsbook on Thursday morning, I believe Greg Maddux could be throwing out a first pitch to catcher Mike Palm to open the baseball season. Wes, we're going to start with the Cardinals and the Dodgers. This is an afternoon game in L.A. Tyler Glasnow is going to be the opening day starter for the Dodgers. Miles Michaelis, believe it or not, he led the Cardinals staff with 9 wins last season. He's going to go here for St. Louis. Dodgers, big favorites, minus 230, total of 8.5.
Yeah, and I may do what I did in the game in Seoul for the Seoul series for the Dodgers with Tyler Glasnow. May look at, like, recorded outs. I think that could be a way to go. The strikeout prop has already been hit. I think you could still lay under 7.5, but you got to pay very, very heavy juice for that.
I don't think he's going to go more than 5 innings.
I don't believe he is either. So take a look at the recorded outs, especially if you're getting under 15.5. Or above, I think that would be worth it here on the Dodgers. Obviously, a big price on opening day at the stadium.
All right, at Petco Park in San Diego, Yu Darvish, a slight favorite over Logan Webb and the Giants. I think the Giants could be a sleeper team in the National League West. I like their pitching staff. Padres have got 2 games under their belt in South Korea. They're 1-1. Padres minus 115, total of 7.5.
Yeah, Yu in his first start over in the Seoul series, you know, kind of got through a little bit of the danger, but he put himself in danger in that one. Strikeout prop, by the way, has already been hit from 6.5 to 5.5. So I usually, you know, I'll lay more juice, but I don't want to necessarily lay a difference with a run here. But if I'm looking at the side, maybe Giants first 5 here. I think that could be a way to go. And I think it's about you can get like minus 105 or minus 110. It's pretty much a pick 'em on either side. That'd be the way I'd go with the Gigantes and the Friars.
How about the Boston Celtics? Not far removed from blowing a 30-point lead and a loss to the Hawks. Celtics are in Atlanta, laying 16, total of 227.5.
Yeah, just 2 games, this being one of them on the card tomorrow. Waiting to see a couple guys questionable for the Celtics. Al Horford, Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, by the way, did not play that game the other night. You know, that ended up being a really high-scoring game, and I know Atlanta not that great defensively. I don't know if I want to lay the 16 here. It's obviously been accounted for. I would look maybe a little bit at the under here, where it's like, okay, the Celtics want to get serious here. And Atlanta, by the way, on a back-to-back, they did beat Portland on Wednesday night, 120-106. So it'd be under or nothing for me in this game. By the way, the other NBA game tomorrow, Bucks and Pelicans.
Let's check out the Sweet 16 games for Thursday. We're going to start at the top of the rotation, 6-31-32, Illinois-Iowa State. This game is in Boston. Cyclones, 1.5-point favorites, total of 146-146.5. This is a tough one for me. This is, Wes, one of your plays, though, in the Circuit College Hoops Challenge.
Yeah, over 146. I did not know what to do with the side necessarily, but I think the market kind of moving a little bit toward Illinois, and if that's the case, then maybe you handicap the total through the side there. Sometimes you can do it the side through the total as well. and look for the over here. I think Illinois has seen this defense before. Now, they have not seen the athleticism that Iowa State is going to bring. Iowa State, very similar scheme, by the way, to Nebraska. But look, Iowa State, they've scored on bad defenses, too. They scored 90 on Iowa earlier in the season. So it's not like, even though the tempo, they're not like a total slow it up tempo like Virginia is. Iowa State's about low 200s in tempo, so they will run a little bit in transition, in a transition game. I know you see some of the low scores that they have on the docket there, but they've ran with some of these teams. They ran with Kansas, they ran with Kansas State, they ran with Iowa. So I don't think that they're going to be this total slowdown team necessarily. So I like this over the total.
Cyclones ran over Houston.
Yes.
In the Big 12 tournament title game. All right. So Sunday night in the opener, I laid Connecticut -9.5 and actually a pretty big bet, -480. I thought that money line was a bargain. You're not going to hear me say things like that too often. And I would still lay 11 here with UConn if you haven't bet this yet. UConn against San Diego State. Aztecs had a really tough travel situation. Played the late game Sunday night in Spokane, Washington. They got to fly home. They get home 3, 4 in the morning. Now they got to fly to Boston to play UConn in what's essentially a home game for the Huskies on an early game on Thursday. And, Wes, when you break down San Diego State's offense, Jaden Ledee, 6'9", power forward, everything runs through him. Well, that's going to be a lot more difficult against Donovan Kling and the Huskies team with more size inside. Now, the Aztecs shot 13 for 27 from 3 against Yale. This is a team that ranked 10th in the Mountain West in three-point shooting percentage. In the previous five games, Aztecs failed to make more than 6 threes in any of those in 4 of those 5 games. And how about UConn? You shoot 3 for 22 from 3 against Northwestern, and you still lead that game by 30 and win by 17. Huskies have won 8 straight tournament games by double digits. I think they make it 9.
Couple ways to play this if you don't want to lay the double digits with UConn. Maybe under 62.5 on the team total for San Diego State, or play Donovan Klingon's points props over. I think it's 12.5 -135, a little bit heavier juice at DraftKings, because Ledee just, look, when he tried to guard other legitimate big guys in the non-conference, EK and Saxon from St. Mary's both cleared the points prop against him. Klingon could potentially do the same at 12.5.
I like that play as well. Let's get to Alabama, North Carolina. Tar Heels have ticked up from 4 to 4.5 point favorites, total of 173.5. I like Carolina to win the game here. How about you?
I think so. And I think, you know, if you're not comfortable laying the spread, I know this is the public side, but it could be a money line with another favorite that you potentially like. I do like Carolina to win the game. I just think that they can do that up tempo better than Alabama, and they're more disciplined defensively as well.
Far more disciplined. Both ends of the floor, right?
Yes.
Okay. How about Clemson, Arizona? Now, this is one where I want to play Clemson. I'm not going to run to take the 7.5 yet. I was hoping an 8 would pop up here, but this Clemson defense was dynamic in the first two rounds. Actually held New Mexico to 29% shooting, Baylor to 39%. And I really liked the way Chase Hunter played in the first two games. I was on Clemson first two games of the tournament. So we're going to ride with them here, Wes. I'll take the 7.5 if I can't find
it. Yeah, I'm interested to see what Clemson does here, because they're both very good at the rim defensively. Uh-huh. And I wonder if Brad Brownell is going to go to a zone here against Arizona. And Caleb Love can struggle.
At least play some zone.
Yeah,
right?
Caleb Love can struggle a little bit in the zone offense. Look, if it's transition game, this is going to be all Wildcats here. But Clemson, is the regression going to come defensively for them? Because they've allowed only 9 of 46 from the 3 combined against Clemson or against New Mexico and Baylor in the first two rounds. So Arizona, though, I haven't really been impressed with them, so I don't really know what to do with this game. I feel like Arizona's right here, but I have not been impressed with what I've seen from the Wildcats in the first two games.
Joe Girard's got to step up and shoot a better from three than he did in the first two games. Hey, Brad Brownell, the Clemson coach, is from DePaul University.
He is. Greencastle, Indiana.
He's a sharp guy. He knows you can't get out the transition game with Arizona.
No.
All right, that's a look at the VSiN Daily Morning Bets.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.